As we said, 7 people have died in this tragic shooting. We want to take a moment now to remember the victims and the lives they led.
Father of 8, Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza, traveled to Highland Park from Mexico to visit family. His granddaughter remembered her abuelito as loving and creative. What was supposed to be a fun family day turned into a horrific nightmare for us all. As a family, we are broken and numb. Nicholas was 78. Kevin McCarthy, 37, and Irina McCarthy, 35, were at the parade with their 2-year-old son, Aiden, who survived and was brought to safety by Good Samaritans hoping to reunite him with his parents. On the family's GoFundMe page, it reads, "Aiden will have a long road ahead to heal, find stability, and ultimately navigate life as an orphan." 64-year-old Catherine Goldstein was a beloved mother and wife to husband Craig. Her eldest daughter, Cassie, was with her mom at the parade. She spoke to NBC's Lester Holt about the attack.
I told her that it was a shooter and that she had to run. So I started running with her, and we were next to each other. And he shot her in the chest, and she fell down, and I knew she was dead. So I just told her that I loved her, but I couldn't stop because he was still shooting everyone next to me.
Highland Park resident Stephen Strauss, 88, still took the train every day from Highland Park to Chicago, where he worked at a brokerage firm. His wife told reporters he was an honorable man who worked his whole life and looked out for his family and gave everyone the best he had. Jacqueline Sundheim was a former preschool teacher and events planner at her synagogue, North Shore Congregation Israel, of which she was a lifelong member. In a statement, North Shore said, "Jackie's work, kindness, and warmth touched us all. There are no words sufficient to express the depth of our grief." Jackie was 63. Eduardo Uvaldo, 69, was pronounced dead at the hospital this morning. His granddaughter, Nivia, wrote on the family's GoFundMe page, "Unfortunately, my grandpa got shot in the arm, then in the back of the head. My grandpa is a kind, loving, and funny man who did not deserve this."
And our hearts go out to the loved ones of all those who've passed away. And one more note, the GoFundMe page for Aiden McCarthy, who is 2, has raised more than $2.5 million since it was launched yesterday.